Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we'll be reading from Hebrews chapters 8 through 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We give God glory, honor, and praise. He allowed us to awaken on this morning, amen, with power in his hands, amen, to work out our days, to work through us, to work on us, amen. The Lord is moving mightily throughout all of the earth. He has considered all of us. He has numbered the hairs on our heads, and he knows each and every one of us by name. God has not forgotten us. If you have a circumstance today that you are enduring things that you are going through, it behooves you to call on the God of the universe. He has not forgotten you. Align yourself. Allow yourself to be aligned and established in his will, and he will show you great and mighty things. His word lets us know that we should call upon the Lord. Amen. Call upon the Lord, and he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Jeremiah the prophet spoke those words, amen, in the Old Testament, and we believe it today, amen, that God will move. Amen. He will move. He will move. He will move, amen, in your circumstance, in your life. He will establish your way before you and change everything around so that it works out for your good. Glory to God. We give him glory, honor, and praise today. All glory, all honor, and all praise, amen, to the true and the living God, to our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is Lord, and there is no other. There's no other name whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. There is no way to the Father but by him. Amen. You can't go through another and think that you have had audience, amen, with the God of the universe. There's only one way. Amen. And Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. Glory to God. He is that light that came into the earth to dispel all darkness. Amen. And the truth, the spirit of truth comes forth through him. Glory to God. Amen. We're reading from Hebrews 8 through 10 today from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, for health, and for strength. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for moving. Lord God, moving. We thank you, Lord, for moving, Lord God, in the midst of us and helping us, Lord God, to go forward and not backwards, to help us to see those things, Lord God, that have been hidden from us. Lord, help us, Lord God, to hear that we did not hear before because our ears were muffled and in the wrong frequency, Lord God, but establish us, oh God, this day, oh Lord, to be hearers, Lord, to be doers, Lord God, to be those that see, Lord God. Oh Lord, change our vision on today and allow us to see that you have before us. Speak to our hearts, Lord God, and uplift us, Lord God, with your free spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up our heads, Lord God. Even as scripture says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. The King of glory shall come in. And who is that King of glory? But the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Lord, it is on you, Lord God, that we submit ourselves this morning. Oh, Lord God, asking you for mercy, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, that you allow your grace forward in us and on us, Lord God, asking you, Lord, to move on our behalf, Lord God, on behalf of our family members and our loved ones, Lord God, those, Lord God, that have fallen from the way. Mercy this morning, Lord God. Help, Lord God, reestablish, realign us, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to be servants after your heart. Lord God, let the standard of God Almighty be upon our lives, and let your anointing lead us and guide us, Lord God, throughout all our days until we're transitioned into your arms, oh God. Move right now, Lord God, every foul, vile, demonic presence, Lord God, every ancient evil that has come against our purpose, God, in the name of Jesus, God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and every vile thing that has come against us, peace and life, in the name of Jesus, I speak into the airwaves, into every hearer, Lord God, that life and peace, Lord God, be in them and in their environment, Lord God, that they be able to hear your word on today, Lord God, and that they be established in your way and in your will, because you have great things ahead of each and every one of us. You made us to be great. You made us to be excellent. You made us to be in relationship with you, Lord God, and we humble ourselves in your presence this morning. We give you glory, praise, and honor, Lord, because surely it is due you, oh Lord God, and we give it to you this day, Lord God. Receive us, Lord God, receive us, Lord. Receive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and help us right where we are right now, Lord. We know you've not forgotten us, and you know each and every one of us by name. Hallelujah. You call our name, and we hear you, Lord God, and we will obey. Move, Lord God, every obstacle. Destroy every yoke, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and establish us in righteousness and in truth. Lord, not to be above any, oh, Lord God, but to be obedient to your will and to love our neighbors, Lord God, even as you love. Lord, to love you with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul and all of our strength, and our neighbors as you have established. Oh, Lord God, move right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, in the secret prayers, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord God, see our hearts right now, Lord God, how they cry out before you. See our hearts, Lord God, how they cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna, both praising you and asking you for help. See our hearts, oh God, oh Lord, and heal us, Lord God, heal us, Lord God, make us, Lord, mold us, establish us, Lord God. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, move, Lord God, move, Lord God, oh Lord, and bless, Lord God, as we read the word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and your power, Lord God, go forth before us, Lord God, as we read, give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your will and your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, so many voices have gone out through all the earth, but yours is the one we choose to hear. Yours is the one we choose to answer the call to. Oh Lord God, establish us in our ministries, establish us, Lord God, in our careers, establish us in our families, establish us in our relationships, establish us, Lord God, in our relationship with you. Bring us closer, Lord God, draw us in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and give us your secrets, Lord God. You said you reveal your secrets to your prophets, Lord God. Speak to us, Lord God. Speak to us, Lord Jesus, and we will hear, and we will obey. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Today, we give glory and honor to the God of the universe. Amen. To our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we give glory and honor, amen, to the one who is our strength, the one who is the great physician, the one who is our redeemer, our deliverer, our help in the time of trouble. We give glory to the one whose name we call. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word says the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. The righteous run in and are safe. We're running. Hallelujah. We're running in the name of the Lord to that strong tower so that he would hide us. Hallelujah. Hide us from the storms of life. Hide us from the enemies that seek to destroy us. Hide us from the pain and the snares of the enemy. Hide us and establish us in his will. Give us our footing so that we can go back into battle with him before us to fight the battle for us. We stand in the name of Jesus for truth and for righteousness. Amen. We stand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Servants of God Almighty. And we give him glory
praise and honor today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I give you all the glory, Lord God. My hallelujah belongs to Jesus and to him alone. I will not give it to another. My hallelujah belongs to the Lord. Amen. We're reading from Hebrews chapters 8 through 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Now, this is the main point of these things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been fought, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." In that, he says, a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary, for a tabernacle was prepared, the first part, in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the gold pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. Now, when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing the services. But in the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience, concerning only with foods and drinks, various washings and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats ashes of the heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must also of a necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead. It has no power at all while the testator lives. Therefore, not even the first covenant was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you." Then likewise he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Not that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered the most holy place every year with blood of another. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once, at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin of himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he who appear a second time, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never, with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. For the worshipers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure." Said, "Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God." Previously saying, "Sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin, you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law." Then he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ, of Jesus Christ, once for all. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. The Holy Spirit also witnesses to us. For after he had said before This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversary. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me and my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. For the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. I have read and you have heard from Hebrews chapter 8 through 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that this word is connected with your spirit on today, and that you have heard, amen, the word of God speak loudly in your ears. Amen. Speaking of, amen, our great high priest, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed for our sins, who he himself had no sin at all, but he made himself the perfect sacrifice. Amen. Once for all. Amen. For all of us, each and every one of us, not any of us, were counted out. All of us were included in the sacrifice that Jesus made. and through him and by him we are saved. Through him and by him we can, our alienated relationship with the Father can be redeemed. Through him and by him, amen, we can avoid, amen, the second death. Through him and by him we can transition into peace. Through him and by him we have life, and that more abundantly. Through him and by him salvation was formed, amen. And today is the day of salvation, amen. The disciples, amen, when Jesus told them to wait to be endued from on high, amen, told them to wait in Jerusalem to be endued with power from on high, they did obey Jesus. They watched him, amen, being transitioned into the heavens, amen, and they went into Jerusalem and they obeyed the Lord. 120 of them, amen, went before the Lord, not exactly knowing how he was going to come, but that he was going to endue them with power. Amen. He said that he would not leave them comfortless, that he himself would come to them. He promised to endue them with power. So they waited with one accord, having the same mind in that place, in that upper room. 120 of them waited. Amen. Waited. I'm sure praying and singing before the Lord, but waiting. Amen. For him to send the promise. Amen. Into the room like he promised that he would. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord begins to move upon each and every one of them. Hallelujah. And it's upon them, all of them that were in that room. And they began to speak in other tongues, tongues that they had never spoken before in their lives. They began to speak to the glory of God, the Spirit of the Lord. They spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance. Out of their mouth came a language that they could not themselves discern because they did not know that language. Amen. But the Spirit of the Holy Spirit was baptizing them in his presence. And at the same time, on the outside, the day it was Pentecost festival, and there were those that could hear them speaking in their own native tongues. Amen. To the glory of God Almighty, they were able to understand the words that were coming out of those men and women in the upper room, even though they themselves couldn't understand what they were saying. The people on the outside could hear. Amen. Look at the miracle of God. He was speaking through his own, giving them the promise. Amen. And those on the outside could hear them and understand the tongue in which they spoke. They were speaking in their native tongues. Amen. They were gathered together in Jerusalem from every nation. So the tongues of 120 nations. God, hallelujah. Amen. And so many on the outside, they thought perhaps they must be drunken. Amen. But Peter rose up in the midst of them and let them know, we are not drunk as you suppose. Amen. But this that you are witnessing, this is that the prophet Joel had promised to us. He had prophesied that this should be, that your son, that the Lord would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, they would prophesy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He began to preach to them about the same Jesus that we're talking about in the book of Hebrews. He began to preach to them about that same Jesus whom they chose to crucify rather than the criminal Barabbas. He began to expound to them about Jesus, who he was and why he came and what, amen, what has come of him. Amen, that he, amen, was resurrected from the dead, that he took away the sins of the world. He began to preach to him. To all of them, amen. And can you imagine, amen, the thousands in the audience, they were all gathered together for their Pentecost festival in Jerusalem, amen. And they heard the word of the Lord. And out of the crowd, amen, out of the many, the men began to speak, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? By the word of the Lord, they believed and they were sorrowful. What shall we do to be saved? What shall we do? And Peter began to speak to them. Amen. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. Every one of you. Amen. For the remission, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, every one of you, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, because it is to you and to your sons and your daughters and to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. And on that day, many were added. Glory to God, because they heard and they believed. Today is the day of salvation, and the Lord is still pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. If it was the last days at that time, surely, amen, we are at the last of the last days, and the Lord is moving in the midst of each and every one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say yes to Jesus on today. Amen. He is your salvation. He is truth, and you won't gain salvation from any other. Amen. There are many imposters out there, many counterfeits, many names saying that they are the one, many people saying that certain entities are the one, but Jesus is the only one that brings salvation. He is the only one that life comes forth through. All those other things will only bring forth death. Scripture lets us know there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Only Jesus brings life. Only Jesus saves. Amen. The scripture lets us know whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. Call on Jesus today. Amen. Call on the Lord, and he will come. He will come, just like he did on the day of promise, on the day of Pentecost. Amen. And he filled them with his presence, with the Spirit. Amen. And he will do the same for you. And you will speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Repent. Follow the instructions, amen, of the apostles, and do that thing. Find yourself a full gospel church that will baptize you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the Lord will do exactly what he promised. But you don't have to wait for baptism. You can call on him right now, and he will come. He will come. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.